When I first caught wind of Florida Governor Rick Scott's candid remarks last week attacking the importance of a full spectrum of liberal arts studies at Florida's universities, it didn't really come as a surprise. Yeah, we get it. The man hates liberals. But it wasn't funny, as somebody from the UCF Anthropology Department quickly emailed me to point out. Specifically, Scott begged the question, is it a vital interest of the state to have more anthropologists? I don't think so. He went on to say, I want to spend our dollars giving people science, technology, engineering, math degrees. So when they get out of school, they can get a job. From one angle, that's just hilarious to those of us who have been educated and have spent our whole lives in Florida. But it actually points to a deeper problem with Scott's open vilification of the state's growth management agency. What's going to be left of Florida's rich ecosystem for anthropologists to study? In fact, what sort of soulless monster does Rick Scott want to create, and for whom exactly? In a state that's already being torn apart by bogus charter schools on one end of life and struggling seniors on the other, it appears that all that Rick Scott wants is a place for people exactly like him, not anthropologists, not journalists, not historians. A place for visiting rich people to exploit, a place for residents to be exploited. Hilariously, it might not even be a place worthy of his own offspring. His daughter has an anthropology degree, though she chose not to use it. I guess she just wasted her father's fraud money.